Yes, send him in. Oh, but be sure to do it with a very serious look on your face. Try to scare him a bit. And then that'll be all. You may go home for the night, thank you. Don't sit. You have never been up to the top floor, have you? Never seen my office? I didn't think so. Not many have. Very few in my employ ever receive an invitation. Only those who greatly please me, or who gravely disappoint me. Come here. Over to the window. Tell me what you see. Yes, the city. What else? Yes, of course you can see the sky. We are in a skyscraper. What the hell do you... Never mind. It doesn't matter. It was a trick question anyway. The answer is that everything you see out this window is mine. The buildings, the streets, the people. They all belong to my father, and now they belong to me. All that remains is to inform them all of their change in ownership. Hence, my plan. The plan I've been formulating day in and day out since my father died all those years ago. The plan so complex that only a genius could have dreamt it up, yet so simple that only an imbecile could ruin it. You know this plan, yes. You're familiar with the plan that I made sure to explain in exquisite detail to all of my employees? Yes, I thought so. But if that's true, then I'm confused. Because part of the plan, a very important part, goes like this. I need biolithium energy cells. I need a lot of them. I don't have them, and I can't make them, so we must steal them. No biolithium cells? No wireless energy network. No wireless energy network. No autonomous drone army, or airborne battle platforms, or power-suited shock troops. So the biolithium cells are, as I said, very important. So, please explain to me why you have returned from your mission to retrieve said biolithium cells with a grand total of no biolithium cells, having lost almost all of the very expensive equipment you were given. I desperately want to understand. Oh, you mean to tell me there were superheroes guarding an experimental, valuable, highly dangerous, and weaponizable power source? My, oh my, oh my. Who could have foreseen such a thing if only someone had brilliantly accounted for that possibility in the plan she keeps going on about? I did! I am... the one I'm talking about. I was being sarcastic, you moron. Fine. If irony is beyond you, let me be direct. Your incompetence has set my plan to take over the city back by months. Explain to me how you allowed this to happen. If I don't like your answer, I will have you killed. Begin. I'm sorry. You wanted to save your men. Are you serious? That's all? First of all, let's get one thing straight. They are not your men. They are mine. So you do not get to decide what level of danger is acceptable for them, because you are mine as well. So my priorities are your priorities. Never forget that again. Second, there is no one in my employ who has not been adequately informed of the risk germane to this line of work. They are all compensated accordingly. That includes those personnel that I sent with you to acquire the power cells. If they had been arrested, injured, even killed, those are occupational hazards. Instead, what you have done is abandon a large number of weapons and vehicles into the custody of superheroes. And if I don't proceed very carefully, they can easily trace those weapons and vehicles back to my company. The plan is nowhere near completion, and I cannot afford to be exposed yet. Not because of some sentimental, stupid, incompetent... You are very lucky that I still have need of your skills. One more mistake, and you will be amazed how quickly your luck runs out. That'll be all. You may go. I will send for you when I need you. What? Are you still here? Seriously? You have chosen a very strange night to test my patience. Fine. Since you're still here, fix me a drink at the bar there. I don't know. Something with cognac. Amaze me. Those are some confident measurements. Bartending experience? I'm sorry, you went to college? You? Well, well, well. Wonders truly never cease. Looks interesting, I suppose. What are you doing? I did not tell you to sit. I specifically told you not to sit. No, don't stand back up. It's fine. You can sit, whatever. Not bad. Is that a serious question? Why am I upset? I don't know. It might have something to do with how one of my idiot lieutenants has completely jeopardized my master plan, lost me thousands of dollars, risked implicating me in illegal activity. You did the right thing. With your men, I mean. The power cells are important, but no one needs to die over them. All that about occupational hazards and being expendable, that's what you're supposed to think in this line of work. That's how my father always did it anyway. It's what I learned. (Laughs) Are you really trying to ask me personal questions? Me? I honestly can't tell. Are you incredibly bold or just impossibly stupid? Very well. I'm upset because because I forgot my sister's birthday. It was this Tuesday and I forgot. My sister, she's a dentist out west, or an orthodontist. I can never remember the difference. Anyway, she's normal. Nice little house, boring husband, boring kid, softball on the weekends. Disgusting. But she likes it. That's good for her. She's normal and she loves birthdays. And I forgot hers. So I felt bad, I guess. I called her to apologize. She was kind about it. We hadn't really spoken in a while. Do you have siblings? You know what it's like when you grow up. Well, she caught me up about her kid and her job and all that. I probably didn't listen as well as I could have, but whatever, I tried. Then she asked me about my life. I told her about the city, about the parallel cells, about my plan. She was quiet. She just listened. And then she asked me why I was doing it, how I felt about it all, and I wasn't sure what to say. And she has the gall to ask if I was seeing anyone. As if. I don't have time for such shallow luxuries. I'm on a mission. I am continuing Father's work. She doesn't understand, naturally. She never could. That's why I was Father's favorite. Whenever he was testing some new giant killbot, he would always pick me to sit on his lap and press the buttons. Because I understood. I saw the beauty of his grand designs. I understood his plans, and I had the will to get them done. While she was off going to college, playing with boys, doing whatever, I was being given the keys to an empire. Me! How could she ever understand that smug, self-righteous little... It seems this drink you made is stronger than it tastes. That's... I don't often air my personal grievances in front of my goons. So, lucky you. You should be thanking me. Oh my god, no, I don't... Don't actually thank me. I was just being mean, I guess. I do that a lot. Do you always take things so literally? Are you stupid? Relax. I told you I was mean, remember? You'd be amazed how much you can learn about someone by their answer to that question. You? hard to say. On one hand, you keep asking questions I ought to kill you for, and does not speak to your intelligence. But then, you've made it this far, haven't you? Petty thief to bartender to college boy to my underling. Quite the climb. Oh, does underling offend you? What would you prefer? Henchman? Mook? Goon? No, you misunderstand. You do not get to tell me what to call you. If you want to sit and drink with me tonight, that's fine. But try to remember, this is charity on my part. I'm the richest woman in the world. Dozens of companies, a fleet of cargo ships, a secret army of mercenaries. Remember that you work for me, all right? Not the other way around. No. Enjoy your drink. You're already here. And even if it is just a one-time thing, I suppose it's nice to have some company. For once. Yes, shockingly, running a major tech conglomerate alongside a criminal empire does not leave one with much time for socializing. Most nights I'm asleep 10 minutes after I get home. Other nights it's alone with a glass of wine and a symphony on the radio. Could be worse. You did not just ask me about my dating life. You didn't. Because that would be not only a fireable offense, but also grounds for murder, wouldn't it? So this is your chance to take it back. Your final chance. Very well. Come here. Sit next to me. To answer your question, no. I don't meet many men. No time. And that is sometimes disappointing, yes. But you're a man, and you're interesting. I'm afraid you might be an idiot, but you don't seem to be afraid of me. Are you afraid of me? No, you aren't. And that is extremely frustrating. So I'm very tempted to see if I can't fix that. Listen to me. You're going to do exactly as I tell you. No more, no less. Disobey, and I promise you, you will disappear off the face of the earth. I will make sure of it. Do you understand me? Good. Because if you do obey, some very lovely things will happen to you. Things that you will never ever mention to anyone, including me. Tell me you understand. Good boy. Now then, stand up and take your shirt off, please. Let me see what I'm working with. Yes, that'll do. Can I feel? Be honest. How many of these scars came from working for me? Well, like I said earlier, occupational hazards. Though, I do suppose I should apologize. They look like they must have hurt. But, to be honest, I kind of like them. Ah! I did not tell you to touch. Oh? You want to see me too? Well then, come with me. My desk should be the perfect height. I'll just lean back right here. Now then, if you want a closer look, I suppose you can take a peek under my skirt. But that will be a lot easier if you get on your knees. There you go. You're being very good. As a reward, here, let me pull up my skirt. You like them? They're silk. Go ahead, feel them. Yes, that's it. You know, silk is very expensive. And it wouldn't do to get them all dirty, now would it? No, not at all. So, pull them down for me, please. Good boy. You know, I don't think I thanked you properly for that drink you made me earlier. It was delicious. So now, I have a treat for you as well. Why don't you dig in and tell me how it tastes? There you go, nice and slow. You don't mind if I hold into your head now, do you? No, of course you don't. I am the boss, after all. There you go. Suck a little harder now. Yes. Just like that. Hard, slow. Fuck. That's ice. Yes. Good boy. Very good boy. No, don't worry about that. Nobody's made me come in years. I highly doubt you. Oh, no, no, no. Did I tell you to touch yourself? I didn't, did I? So impatient, so needy. No, you have to wait. You have to kneel there with my pussy in your mouth, feeling your cock get hard in your pants, rubbing against your waistband. How is it? How does it feel? Frustrated? Okay then. Stand up. Let me see. Oh, yes, that does look uncomfortable. Let's have a feel. Oh, my. You are frustrated, aren't you? Straining to get out. Well, since you've been good, let me help you with that. Well, isn't that pretty? Nice and hard and warm. Twitching for me. What was that? Say it again. Come on. Don't disappoint me. Say it one more time. That's right. Please. Very good. Very, very good. What do you want? Tell me. Tell me what you want me to do to you. Do you want me to keep touching you? Do you want me to keep jerking you off? Do you want me to touch you until you come all over my hand? All over my skirt? No, no, that's not what you want, is it? No, you want me. You want all of me. You want to fuck me. Don't you? Yes? Tell me. Tell me you want to fuck me. Tell me you want your cock in my pussy. Tell me you... What the fuck do you think you're doing? Oh, you fucking idiot! Who do you even think you are? You do not kiss me. You do not even speak to me without my permission. I am the queen of this city. I own satellites. I could have thrown you off this roof if I wanted. No one would stop me. You are nothing, and you dare kiss me! Get out! Get out now! And clean out your desk! Idiot! Well? What are you waiting for? I told you to get out. So? Get out! I am your boss. Do what I tell you and... You just made me come. It's mine. Oh, give it to me. Oh, come for me. Oh, come inside me. Give it to me. Oh. It was good. A bit confusing, but good. I need to consider some things for a few days, but I'll send you soon, okay? And we'll talk about it. Until then, Just stay safe, I guess. All right? All right. Well, good night, then. I'll see you very, very soon.